The Prix de Lausanne is a prestigious annual international ballet competition held in Lausanne, Switzerland. This year, out of 380 submissions from around the world, the competition only accepted three young men from the United States. One of them was from Yuma. KAWC's Maya Springhawk Robnett has a story.
This is Ballet Yuma, a pre-professional ballet company tucked behind citrus groves on the edge of the Yuma Desert. Young dancers today are flinging themselves through a routine, dripping with sweat as they perform dramatic jumps and make graceful turns. The studio's well-worn floor bears the impressions of the feet of the hundreds of dancers that have studied here. One of these dancers is Eric Snyder, a student and company member at Ballet Yuma. He started here at age 9.
My family has always been involved in the arts. Like, my mom used to be an opera singer in her hometown, and, you know, she introduced me and my siblings to musical theater. And then I've known people who came to this studio, and, like, I don't know, it was just kind of an idea that came to my head. I always thought it was, like, a pretty thing that I wanted to try, I guess.
Throughout class, his face alternates between intense concentration and dimpled grins. The lanky 16-year-old moves through the drills with precision and fluidity, his mop of brown hair falling in his face. He is in his element. Snyder's dream is to be a professional dancer. He spends over 20 hours a week practicing. He auditioned for the Prix de Lausanne in September.
I sent them a video. It was about 15 minutes long, and I showed them some aspects of my technique. And I was waiting for about 2 weeks, and I was just the idea of having that completely out of my hands was just, like, nerve-wracking.
Snyder is homeschooled and takes courses at the local community college. But he says ballet comes first, and a panel of international judges recognized his talent and dedication.
And then I finally got the email, and I was like, oh, my goodness. And I called my mom, and I told her, hey, I got into the Prix. And then she started crying, and then I started crying. That's when I lost it, when I saw my mom's reaction.
But when Snyder first sent in his audition tape, he says he didn't really think he had a shot.
I've always thought of it as something that was, you know, very prestigious and above me, especially coming from, you know, somewhere like Yuma, where not really a lot of people know what Yuma is.
Karina Gresham, 21, studied at Ballet Yuma since the age of 2. Recently back in Yuma after 3 years with State Street Ballet in Santa Barbara, California, Gresham says she has a new perspective on her old training ground.
As small town kids, we don't really realize it because we're from a small town, and so this is all we've worked for. And, you know, it takes a second to take a step back and, like, process, you know, what we've done and, you know, the things that we are really recognized for.
Gresham says Snyder's achievement is a source of pride for the entire company.
When Eric told me he was going to the Prix, I was like, that's awesome. And then I was just thinking one night and I was like, wow, like, he's, like, really going to the Prix, you know? It's like, that is so amazing.
To four.
Ballet Yuma is under the direction of John Cristofori and his wife, Kathleen Sinclair. They started Yuma Ballet Academy, the academic counterpart to Ballet Yuma, 35 years ago. The spry 73-year-old Cristofori has been dancing since he was 12. He calls Snyder the best student he's had. And unlike Snyder himself, Cristofori wasn't surprised the talented young dancer got into the Prix.
Very proud. Yeah, very proud of Eric. And we sort of knew it was going to happen because he's been growing steadily and he's achieved a lot. And when he performs, he brings down the house.
For the Prix de Lausanne, only 80 dancers are selected from across the world, 40 boys, 40 girls. They will perform and take classes before a panel of 9 jury members. Cristofori says it's an opportunity that opens doors for students with dreams of a career in ballet. Those who make it into the Prix de Lausanne finals are often offered scholarships or apprenticeships. Snyder says he hopes to get a scholarship at a European ballet school to work his way up the ranks into a professional company. And he says he knows how lucky he is to have that chance.
So much more can come from Yuma than people think. This is a world-scale opportunity for me. It makes me shiver to think if I did not have Yuma Ballet Academy here that I would not have the opportunities that I have today.
Eric Snyder leaves for the Prix de Lausanne in Switzerland in late January. He carries with him the hopes of hundreds of small-town dancers from a farm town in Arizona. For KAWC News in Yuma, I'm Maya Springhawk-Robnett.